Please turn with me to your Bible. Luke chapter 10. Verses 32-35. And Jesus answering said, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among the thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him and went to him and bound up his wound, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pennies and gave them to host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou shalt spendeth more, when I come again, I will repay thee." Shall we pray? Gracious and ever blessed loving God, what a joy to worship thee in thy day. O Lord, once again we are looking unto thee. O Lord, thou art grant thy spirit to understanding thy word of God. O Lord, open my mouth and our hearts to listen thy word. O Lord, without thee, we can't understand anything. O Lord, we are praying to explain the heavenly things to our heart. And give us, Lord, to strength to walk accordingly what we heard from the scripture. And pardon many sin for Christ's name's sake. Amen. I'm going to meditate with you as a very known passage. You may heard maybe thousands and thousands sermons on this passage. And Jesus Christ is always speaking to their people in a simple way. And especially when we see this chapter, there is a important question was arise. That question was, what can I inherit the eternal life? Actually, this parable is very little related to that question. Our Lord Jesus Christ is told to the young ruler about him in a one way, but he didn't understand that way. Then Christ showing in another way to him about the how can I inherit the eternal life. The first Jesus Christ show, there's a commandment to him. All the commandments are telling about Christ. The commandments are telling about our inability and need for Christ. But this man doesn't understand the things. Then okay, Jesus, Christ decided, okay, just leave that hardest part and show him in a very practical part to him. That's the practical part is this. The Good Samaritan parable. My dear friends, the parable is Christ's Jews for the two purposes. The one, Christ wants to explain the heavenly things to his people. And other hand, the Christ wants to hide the heavenly things to the reprobates. But they ask, disciple ask to the least Jesus Christ, so why thou speakest with the parable? And Jesus Christ says, that is, I need to be explained to someone. A particular people need to be understand. It's not for all of them. In that light, my dear friends, we are going to look very briefly, because you know these things. Again and again you might heard. And please bear with me and go in a three parts here in this parable. The Jesus Christ is the first section he videoed and show to the young ruler. And at the meantime, he is showing to us in the first part of this parable. Again, he is showing the second part of parable. He explained. Then the third part is the video is turning and pointing to someone. That is the parable Christ explaining this rich young ruler. The first thing, the Christ is telling the state of the sinner. The first thing you see, Christ says, and Jesus answered, said to this young ruler, the certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. The Jesus Christ is pointing to this young ruler. You ask me, how can I inherit the eternal life? If you want to get the eternal life, you must understand the one thing. The journey of man from Jericho to Jerusalem to Jericho. When God is created man, how he is created? In his own image. Holy, knowledge, and righteousness. And now, after he falls, and he was cursed. The Jerusalem is referring to the most holy place. And Jericho is always referring to the cursed place. This is the thing God is telling to that young ruler. The man created in a pure, holy, and righteous, and knowledge. But his sin bring the mankind lead to the cursed place, Jericho. This is the thing, the first God is showing to this young man. You see, you have to understand this thing. You are the way to Jericho. You are on the way to hell. You are cursed, but I created superbly. There is no any wrong. Everything looks better. But the sin make cursed. This is the parable Christ says to thee. The first thing what in his answer, Jesus Christ says, you keep the commandment. He says, yes. That means he doesn't understand his miserable state. The Jesus again tell you, see, this is your miserable state. You did understand. Second thing. You see again. And went to, from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among the thieves. You see, the Christ says, all mankind are with the cursed place. That means they are under the control of world. The thieves means they are, the world is captured, the all mankind. They are under the power of Satan. They are under the power of the world. This is the state of the man. You didn't understand, young man. You are a lawyer. You are a very smart guy. You are full of energy. You are a young man. You didn't understand. You are under the curse, under the hands of the thieves. The world is robbing your all spiritual things. You see, again, Christ is telling, this is your nature. And these thieves are liars. The world is lying many things, saying lots of bad things to our heart, our ears. Our miserable heart and the fallen heart is a cursed heart, is trust the world. They are not trust the word. This is our miserable state. Without any question, we trust the world. If we want to trust the Lord, we will ask lots of questions. This is a miserable state. We are under the power of Satan. Christ showing, you see, you have to see this wonderful truth in you. And thirdly, in the state of sinner, and look upon Jericho and stripped him of his raiment. What is the sin did? I like to bring you to the, in the beginning, our parents were naked. The sin make naked, strip all our clothes and all our righteousness, take all our righteousness from us, make us naked, make us shame. Young ruler, when I show you these 10 commandments, you must feel the shamed before the Lord, because the old commandments are make us shame, because we are breaking every single second. Every single second we are breaking the Lord's law. Make us shamed before Lord. Because our shamefulness make Christ shame. Why Christ was shame on the cross? He was naked on the cross because of his people's sin. But you see, sin makes shameless. This is the picture. This is the parable Christ is explaining him. You see, young rich ruler, did you feel shamed before the Lord? And again, the Christ says to this young ruler,
and wounded him.
Sin and the Satan wounds man's body. Our bodies are weakened. We have sickness, lots of complications in our bodies. I find in this country, people are allergic for everything. You know, some people are allergic for tomato. Some people are allergic for rice. You know, when you heard this allergy in your hair, you might think the sin and the Satan make us body wounded. Our body is not a good healthy body because our sin is a reason for that. My dear friend, this is the nature. The body is a wounded. Year after year, we are getting old. All our cells are dying. This is result of our sinfulness. Jesus Christ telling to this wonderful truth to this parable.
And again, he departed and leave him half dead.
And departed. The Satan, he tempted our parents and departed. And you see, this is the particularly saying here. Leave him half dead. What is the half dead? Lots of Armenians are saying, we are half dead people. We have some ability to think about God thing. We are spiritually, we are not died. We are not totally depraved. That's what Armenian says. Actually, this passage is not exactly what is Armenian says. This is what is actually examined says that we are created in a two parts, soul and the body. There's a more than two. There's a two part, soul or spirit or body. The when Lord Jesus said to the Adam and Eve, thou shalt die surely. They're spiritually dead and physically they began to die. You see here as a half dead means you are halfly dead, means you are spiritually, you are fully dead, but you are physical still alive. That's the thing. And the Jesus Christ pointing to this young man, you see, you are spiritually you dead man. You are still alive. You are a good courage. You have lots of muscle. You are lots of energy. Rich, young, lots of knowledge. But you are spiritually dead. You are half dead person. This is the state of the man. We are on the way to hell. On the way to curse, we are fell among the thieves, we are stripped of our clothes, we were wounded, and we were half dead. Jesus very clearly showing this is the important thing in your life you have to understand. And again, the Jesus turn his camera to the one next part. He says, the nature of law. What did this young man thought? The law is sufficient for him to bring into heaven. He think, if we keep the law properly, that is the way to heaven. That's what he thought. He said, yes, I am from my young age, I kept everything in my life. He says we can save by the law. Save by work. You see, yes, the Bible says,
And by chance, there came down a certain priest. The certain priest coming. The wounded man is half deadly. He is sleeping on the floor. And this priest come alone on that side. And he looked at him. And he went past. Because the Christ says to him, the law is a priest is representative as a law, ceremonial and moral law. Sorry, it's moral law. The moral law cannot help to the half dead man. Jesus said to him, no, the Old Testament ceremonies, never. The sacrifice of animal never help to the wounded and the dead man. Again, the Levites come is likewise. The Levites is the people, those who are working in the church. That is referring to the ceremonial law. The ceremonial law also not save the dead man. I'm not going to spend more time on this passage. And again, this video is turning to pointing to some person. Who is that? The Samaritan. Who is the Samaritan? Jesus Christ is a Samaritan. Jesus Christ is a Samaritan. But certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And again, Jesus Christ is pointing to him. How can I get the eternal life? Christ told him by through this parable, you have to understand you're dead spiritually, but the law or ceremony things or anything cannot help. Only me can help you. This is the Samaritan. You guys, you know the end of the parable, the rich and young, rich man and Lazarus. Both of them are died. The rich man cried unto Abraham and said, if anyone raise from the dead and go and tell to my brothers about the hell, what is the answer was given? They have Moses and the prophet. What is the Moses and prophet telling? About Christ. Then the Christ says, the Christ will be raised again in 3 days. But the Jews won't trust them. Through this parable, the Christ telling to them, I will be raised again, but nobody trusts me. Do you think if Lazarus raised from the dead and go in your village and they will trust? No, even the I am going to be raised again, no one trusts. But everything, Christ is pointing to himself. Christ is centered in our life. Christ is centered in the Bible. One of the pastors said, this is the bloody book. Everywhere you can find the blood. Because the Bible is full of Christ. And then the parable is telling about the Savior. The Bible said before about sinner. Again, Bible said about the law. And now he is telling about the Savior. In Jesus Christ came from
on that way. And he was a creator. He created heaven and earth. And he became a man in this world. And he came on the way. Came here he was. That means showing the Christ is came to this world to save the half-dead person. This is the ultimate purpose of the Christ. There is no any other way. He has not come to give us a good life or good health and good wealth. Only he came to save the wounded and half-dead people. And when Christ showed him, you see here again, the Samaritan as he journeyed, him he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. And Christ is, what is the law did? The Levites and priests, they seen and they go away. But that when Christ sees, he come near to him. But the Christ knew that the dead man cannot come unto him. But the Christ very clearly pointing out this parable, I am the one need to give you the eternal life. The dead man cannot decide. Only the dead man can sting. The dead man cannot decide their salvation. Jesus Christ is the only one can decide. The man cannot. Impossible by man. Possible by God. And Christ says here, he saw him and went to him and showing compassion on him. This is our Savior, my dear friends. We have seen how compassion he is in this morning. And here also Christ is telling that how compassion I am. He is always compassion those who are wounded. He is compassion those who are no hope in their life. Those who are having lots of tears in their life, God is very compassion on them. From the beginning to the end, he is full of compassion, God we have. Again, he says, and showing to this young man, if you want to eternal life, I am the compassion person to give you the salvation. And again, and went him and bound up his wounds. In Isaiah 61, telling the work of Christ, he will wounded up his our wounds. And this is the Christ he is pointing up. It is remind us of the messianic prophet, see, at the beginning of Isaiah 61. The bone up his wound. He is a great physician. He is the one only, the good physician, spiritual physician to us. We need to pay attention unto him and go to him. And he wounded and pouring in oil and wine. And when he come near to the dead man, he show compassion and he wounded up his wound and he went to him and care of him and pouring the oil on him. This oil coming from the Son of Man,
Does the Holy Spirit proceed from the Father and the Son? And he gave the Holy Spirit to the dead man. He's the one can able to quicken us. We can quicken ourselves. Our decision doesn't make quicken us. Only the Spirit can quicken us in our spiritual dead state. And the wine. Wine is referring to the Christ's blood. And the joy. And you see the Holy Spirit and the Christ's blood is most important to the dead sinner to alive. Christ pointing to, I need to be die. My blood is important to save. The Holy Spirit is important to your salvation. Do you think, young ruler, if we keep the law, is perfectly, you can go to heaven? No. My blood, I need to be shed my blood, otherwise you can't go to this heaven. And he set him on his own beast. Now he is alive. Then Christ, he come down from his donkey and put him into the higher place. That's a wonderful news, isn't it? We are dead. Christ come down and he gave us his place. He's an elder brother. He gave us his place to sit. And again you see, and brought him to an inn. Christ give him the best place, very comfort place, and bring him into the inn. That's showing that Christ, he came to this world, preached the gospel, showing them and saved them, and added into the church. Added into the church. And he bring him, kill him, save him, and give his a wonderful place for him, and he admitted or enrolled into the church. And you see, very interesting thing that tomorrow he departed and he took and 2 pennies to look after this soul in the inn, which is the inn. What is the two pennies? That's referring to the 2 testaments, New and the Old Testament. In the church, the soul need to be maintained, give a counsel only for these 2 pennies. Bible. He says, I will be back. Christ give all the responsibility to the church and he died. One day he will be coming. That time we does not know many things in the Bible. But he will be telling exactly what is it in it. He will coming back. Jesus will coming back to redeem us perfectly one day. Shall we pray? Almighty and ever blessed loving God, O Lord, how can we inherit eternal life? O Lord, what a picture thou art shown us. O Lord, give us the wisdom to understand this wonderful truth in our life. O Lord, the young ruler, he trying to be showing him up. But thy explanations are very clear about his question. O Lord, give us thy grace and wisdom to understand this message in our spiritual life. Bless us and keep us. Pardon many sins for Christ's name's sake. Amen.